Welcome to the Listening Post from WWNO, New Orleans Public Radio. Every week, we choose a local news topic and open up the conversation to thoughts and opinions from across the city and the Gulf Coast. I'm your listening host, Jesse Hardman. This week, we ask listening posters to share some of the problems they see around the city and a few solutions, too.
We think the three biggest problems in the city are
the roads,
the crime,
and the corruption.
Economic opportunities for smaller neighborhoods.
Blight. Regular streets.
No, the politicians won't share the money with us.
Where is the money going?
Young folks coming up. We need to be able to offer them services and jobs that don't necessarily funnel them into the tourism / service industry and or prison. If it were up to me, for every daiquiri sold in Orleans Parish, a dollar goes to the Recovery School Board.
We also asked if participants had any questions they'd like us to send over to City Hall. Listening Post producer Kate Richardson hopped on the bus at our lakefront studios and after a few hours in transit, arrived downtown to deliver your questions to City Council member LaToya Cantrell.
That's right, and Ms. Cantrell was kind enough to join us for a lengthy interview. Here's a few of your audio questions and her answers.
What we can do to stop the violence in New Orleans.
Violence is a public health issue. I think it relates to the environments that we live in, whether it's saturated with blight, overgrown lots, you know, that broken windows theory does matter. Just last week, two girls walking down my street cursing, F this, F that, B this, B that, and I stopped the girls. I said, listen, sweeties, please, you know, respect. This is a residential community. I said my six-year-old daughter should not be subjected to your foul language and use of it. And all Ms. LaToya is asking you is to respect yourself and to respect the community in which I live. And all they said was, yes, ma'am, and we're sorry. It's those types of actions that I think that we've stopped doing.
I would like them to check out why the buses run so poorly.
We were running 300 buses pre-Katrina, and we are running 100 now. So just in regards to the reality, the money isn't there. So it cannot be as robust as it was pre-Katrina because the ridership is not there.
Why is my neighborhood treated different? I live in the lower 9th ward across the canal.
Lower 9 is, again, one of these neighborhoods that were screwed. And also recommended not to return, like the neighborhood that I live in, Broadmoor, not to return post-Katrina. And the investment in the Lower 9 is truly further behind any other community in the city. So I could understand why someone would feel that they've been left out. But you know what? Lower 9th Ward has new playgrounds, new schools being built, libraries. There have been housing. So there has been investment. Now, overwhelmingly, no. I think that the market has a lot to do with it. And we have to look for strategic ways turning that market in the right direction to make a banker feel like they can be viable in the Lower 9.
As a parting note, after finishing responding to our questions, Councilmember Cantrell had a question for you.
If you could ask one question to New Orleanians, what would you ask them?
What are they willing to do that's above and beyond what we've all done?
If you'd like to respond, tweet us at LP_NOLA or email us at listeningpostnola@gmail.com.
Baby, please don't go. Damn New Orleans.
That's all for this week, Listening Posters. I'm your listening host, Jesse Hardman. Our next questions relate to tourism and the Louisiana economy. Text 504-224-5314 to share your thoughts and stories. If you're at Jazz Fest on Friday, we'll be there with one of our listening posts. Stop by and say hello. Find out more about us at wwno.org. We'll see you at the listening post.